I'll go through some housekeeping things and then I will go through the attendance and then I'm going to hand it over to Avis, who's going to do a little introduction about today's meeting. So everyone, I'm Kirby. I'm sure you all know me more than anybody in the world right now, actually, with all the WebEx calls. But I wanted to remind everyone, this meeting's being recorded per Governor Lee's Executive Order 51. So it will be posted on the department website within the next few days. Please be sure to mute your phones or your computer if you're not speaking. It looks like everyone's done that now, so I appreciate it. Thank you. I'm going to go ahead and go through the attendance. So it looks like we have 15 participants on the line. Like I said, I'm Kirby. I'm here. We have Amy Holland, Amber Hampton, Amy Delinke, Angie Thompson, Albert Richardson, Avis Easley, Bartholomew Allen, Dina Savinos, Kim Parker, Kurt Hipple, Ricky Harris, Tim Perry, Zach Blair, and it looks like we have one caller on the line. Who's the caller? Has someone joined via phone?
Sorry, Kirby, I couldn't unmute. It's Sam Slagle.
Oh, hey, Sam. All right, Avis, I'll go ahead and hand it over to you. Avis?
Hi, I'm here. I don't know. The mute button wouldn't unmute this time. It was weird. Okay. good afternoon to everyone. Hope everybody's doing well. Appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule today to join us for this call. Just wanted to take a little time to share some very important information with you. And that is, many of you know and have participated most recently in the comptroller's audit for the department. During this comptroller's audit, there has been some findings in the past few years that have indicated that we're not meeting a particular statutory requirement for the majority of family members of service recipients and service recipient membership and attendance on the at the regional council meetings. With that said, the Office of Planning has can we get you to mute your phone, please? Thanks. So with that said, the Office of Planning, along with the department and our supervisor, Kurt Hipple and Zach Blair, have submitted proposed legislation that will update some various statutes to address these issues discovered during the department's most recent audit. And so I'm going to turn it over to Zach Blair at this time, so he can talk a little bit more about the specifics of that information and the proposed legislation, including next steps. So, Zach, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you, Avis, and good afternoon, everybody. Hope everyone's doing well. Thank you for that introduction. And to give you a little background, the department goes through a proposal process each year, and it's similar to what the regional councils do, and we have to use the same forms and go through the same exercise with the governor's office each year that we are looking to propose legislation. Since we are in a sunset review cycle with the department this year, the proposal that we requested from the governor's office really addressed issues that we discovered during feedback with the auditors and with other processes that we have gone through in the past. So we submitted a piece of legislation to the governor's office, and it contains other provisions, but I want to focus on the provision related to the councils, and so that everyone knows what we are looking at trying to accomplish, and get any feedback in that that you may want to give us as we potentially move forward. So the current statute, section 33.2.203, gives the council the mandate to provide citizen participation, and deals with the composition of the councils themselves. So right now it applies to both the statewide and the regional councils. It is, as it is written, and it reads, the councils are to provide citizen participation in policy planning and shall be representative of service recipients and their families, service recipient advocates for children, adults, and the elderly service providers, agencies, and other affected persons and organizations. And then it goes on, at least a majority of each council's membership shall consist of current or former service recipients and members of service recipient families. Please keep in mind that this council language also is directing the regional councils for the Department of Intellectual and Developmental Disabilities, since our statutes are in the same place. The proposed language that we have included would say that notwithstanding subdivision one, which requires each council's membership to consist of former service recipients and members of service recipient families, the regional councils established by the Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services shall strive to ensure that at least a majority of each membership consists of current or former service recipients and members of service recipient families. So it's a small change. Instead of having the language shall consist, the language will read shall strive to ensure. And what that will do, and hopefully this will be helpful to all the regional councils and the chairs of the regional councils and vice chairs, is that while the requirement to continue to seek family members of service recipients and former service recipients will continue to be in statute, it will provide some flexibility when it comes to audit activity, when the comptroller's office is coming and asking our department questions and your individual council's questions, that they can see that we and the councils are making every effort to ensure that that happens, but they would not hopefully be able to create a finding related to that. And the reason why we chose this specific language was luckily I had a previous experience in state government where the composition of a certain commission, there had to be certain provisions that were met, and they used the same strive language to, again, it's not a mandate, but it's a policy statement that that's going to be the goal, and that that's important to the councils to keep that representation there. So again, we're hoping this will be a tool and something that's helpful so that when the comptroller's office comes calling again in a couple of years, that you won't have to answer those questions with the same degree of potential difficulty if your membership is in flux. But we want to make sure that the intent and the desire for the majority of service recipients and families is still codified in statute. Also, please note that this language would not impact the statewide council. The statewide council is required to continue this as a result of federal funding and the block grant funding that we receive for the department. And it's a little different because while the regional councils are really locally managed and are a little bit more independent, the state actually makes the appointments to the statewide planning and policy council. So that's why we thought it would be appropriate to differentiate those in statute. So that is the proposal. And again, we're hoping that that's something that you will see positively and we believe will help you moving forward. And we also welcome any feedback on that. Process-wise, this is not a public piece of legislation yet. They if the proposal moves forward and continues to be accepted by the governor's office, then it will be introduced as a bill in the 2021 legislative session. And with that, I hope I've clearly explained the proposal and would welcome any questions or feedback from the group.
Hey, Zach.
Yes, sir.
This is Ben Harrington. I want to thank you for sharing the proposal with us. It sounds like a lot of forethought has gone into protecting the integrity of the state council and its federal mandate while giving the seven regional councils some flexibility that they might need from time to time. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Ben. And that again is exactly the spirit with which it was proposed, and hope that that is exactly what it accomplishes. Thank you for those comments.
Sure.
Anyone else? Well, with that, I will, again, be sure to keep you informed via Avis and Kirby and Amy related to the bill when it's introduced so that you can see the finalized language and can monitor that as it progresses through the General Assembly again, when and if it is introduced as a bill next year. But we sure do appreciate your support. And again, I hope you will find this helpful moving forward again once the sunset process resets and begins again as it relates to the councils, both statewide and regional.
Thanks, Ben, and thanks, Zach, also for going over that information proposed legislation with this committee. At this time, Kim Albert, as Kim too is chair of the executive committee, do you have anything or Albert to add or anything to share?
Thanks, Angus. I don't really have anything to add. I do want to just say I agree with Ben. I appreciate all the hard work and all the thought that went into that proposal. And appreciate what you've done. I think it will help out the regional councils quite a bit. And so that's all I wanted to say.
No, I don't have anything to add other than to reemphasize what we said before me. We really appreciate everything, Zach, that you guys have done and continue to do for this council. Thank you.
Thanks, Kim. Thanks, Albert. Anyone else have any comments or anything to share? Okay. If not, there's nothing else that we have at this time. So if there's nothing else or no further business, then we will... Kim, I'll turn it over to you as chair to close us out then.
Thank you. So if there's no business, do I have a motion that we adjourn today's meeting?
They're closing it up. They're adjourning.
So moved.
So moved. Second. Right. Do I have a second by Ben? All right. Well, thank you all very much. You all have a great afternoon and rest of the week and weekend. Thanks a lot for everything you all do.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks, Davis. Thanks, Kirby.
Everybody take care.
Good morning.
Thanks, guys.